After a 3-year hiatus, the death chamber machinery cranked up again. On March 20, 1995, Thomas Grasso, male white, age 32, was executed after only 2 years on the row. Though it had been difficult, Grasso was able to stop his appeals and get things over with. Next came Roger Dale Stafford, the infamous steakhouse murderer, who had one of the more notable executions. Mass murders in big cities draw more press, and Stafford went out in a blaze of glory. He'd spent 15 years on death row, and his case was used by police and prosecutors, and especially politicians, as a prime example of the flaws in the appeals process. On August 11, 1995, a bizarre execution took place. Robert Brekeen, a 40-year-old white male, barely made it to the death chamber. The day before, he swallowed a handful of painkillers that he had somehow smuggled in and stockpiled. His suicide was to be his final effort at telling the state to go to hell, but the state prevailed. Brekeen was found unconscious by the guards and rushed to the hospital, where his stomach was pumped and he was stabilized enough to get hauled back to H Unit for a proper killing. Judge C directed his staff through a tedious evaluation of every aspect of the Williamson case. They pored over the transcripts, which included the preliminary hearing and every other court appearance. They cataloged Ron's lengthy medical records. They studied the police files and reports from the OSBI experts. The workload was divided among Vicki Hildebrand, Jim Payne, and Gail Seward. It became a group project, with no shortage of ideas and eagerness. The trial was rotten. A clear miscarriage of justice had occurred, and they wanted to correct it. Judge C had never trusted hair evidence. He had once presided over a federal death penalty case in which the star witness was to be the FBI's top hair expert. His qualifications were beyond reproach, and he'd testified many times, but Judge C was not impressed. The expert didn't testify and was sent away. Vicki Hildebrand volunteered for the research on hair evidence. For months, she read dozens of cases and studies and became convinced that it was all junk science. It was so wildly unreliable that it should never be used in any trial, a conclusion Judge C had long since reached. Gail Seward concentrated on Barney Ward and the mistakes he made at trial. Jim Payne tackled the Brady issues. For months, the team worked on little else, putting Williamson aside only to tend to pressing matters. There was no deadline on their work, but Judge C was a taskmaster who didn't tolerate an idle docket. They worked nights and weekends. They read and edited each other's work. As they peeled away more layers, they found more mistakes, and as the trial errors piled up, their enthusiasm increased. Jim Payne had daily briefings with Judge C, who, as expected, offered no shortage of comments. He read the team's initial drafts, did his editing, sent them back for more work. As it became obvious that a new trial would be ordered, the case began to bother Judge C. Barney was an old friend, an old warrior past his prime who would be deeply hurt by the criticism. How would Ada react to the news that their former judge had taken sides with the notorious killer, Ron Williamson? The team knew that their work would be scrutinized at the next level, at the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver. What if they got reversed? Were they convinced enough in their cause? Could they argue so persuasively that the 10th Circuit would be convinced? For almost a year, the team labored under the guidance of Judge C. Finally, on September 19, 1995, 1 year after the execution had been stayed, he issued a writ of habeas corpus and granted a new trial. The opinion accompanying the order was exhaustive, 100 pages long, and a masterpiece of judicial analysis and reasoning. In clear yet scholarly language, Judge C threw the book at Barney Ward, Bill Peterson, the Ada Police Department, and the OSBI, and though he held his fire on the unfortunate officiating by Judge Jones, he left little guesswork as to how he felt about it.